to the raised platform at the side if possible. And contact LTA for help.
Health matters. Live well with Glen Eagles Hospital. On your side.
We're back on Health Matters. I'm Daniel Martin. Let's talk about scoliosis. I'll take your questions in a moment on our WhatsApp at 963-11938. WhatsApp them across as I'm chatting to Dr. Yuai Man, who's an orthopedic surgeon based at Glen Eagles Hospital. So we've done away with the idea that, poor posture or heavy school bags could lead to scoliosis. For the most part, it can be idiopathic in nature, meaning, unfortunately, we don't know the cause. But, you know, we do suspect that genetic tendencies may play a part. Does that mean, for example, Dr. Yu, that if dad has had scoliosis, then most likely the child would have scoliosis as well? Is it hereditary in that nature?
In a sense, it is. They do run in families, but they're more common in the ladies, in the girls. And in Singapore, it's 7 girls to 1 boy with scoliosis.
I see.
So, but then it is not a pure single gene type of transmission, so you don't really have entire families with scoliosis. You can skip generations, you can, especially since our families are smaller now.
Yes.
So, you might not find every single lady in the family with scoliosis, but if you take a large family, then maybe more of them will have.
And speaking of more of them, we do have, the numbers are not that insignificant in terms of scoliosis, are they?
So for the idiopathic type, the total number estimated, you know, percentage-wise would be about 10% may have some form of scoliosis, but usually they're not severe. Mm. So the really severe ones are more in the region of 1 to 2%.
Gosh. Okay, so let's talk about management then. Now that we know a little bit about identification and the different phases of growth that it might emerge in, how does one manage scoliosis overall?
So the management starts with the initial diagnosis. It will involve some form of examination to make sure it's not, say, one of those neuromuscular cause of scoliosis where your nerves and your muscles are not working properly and that's why your spine is toppling over. Mm. Then you confirm that it's idiopathic. And then the treatment will be based on the severity as well as the stage in your life. Whether you are around before the rapid growing phase or during or after. So upon initial diagnosis, so the main aim of treatment is to make sure that the curve do not progress to greater than 45 to 50 degrees when they finish growth. A growth in the sense of the length of the spine. When the length of the spine stops growing, if the curve is below that number that we talked about, then it's unlikely to continue to progress later in life and cause problems. Okay. So we want to stop it before then, because if it crosses the mark, then surgery is the treatment. So before that. So if you are still growing and your curve is less than 25 degrees, most of the time we just observe. Over time, you may repeat x-rays every 4 months, 6 months, depending on the time, whether you are about to enter puberty. Then if you are still growing and then it's more than 25 degrees, then bracing is advised.
Okay, so I need to know more about this. But first, a quick point. When does the spine fully stop growing? Is that 18 years old?
It varies from person to person, of course. The girls finish earlier than the boys, but they enter the growth spurt earlier.
I see.
So average, not very strict, but commonest would be for girls 14 to 16, for boys 16 to 18.
Okay, so anything less than 45 degrees, once the spine has stopped fully growing, that means it's unlikely to continue to create a greater degree of curve.
Correct.
But 25 degrees, bracing would be continued.
Correct.
Would be considered.
Considered. If you are 25 degrees and you are still growing, then bracing is recommended.
Well, 35 degrees and then growing stopped already.
Then okay. It's... Actually, you're in a safe zone.
In a safe zone, right?
Yeah.
Below 45, yeah. As long as you're below. Okay, so let's talk about bracing as well. But first, a quick question from 963-11938. Thank you for WhatsApping across. Let's take a few of your questions. Some of yours we already answered. Some of you are asking about things like posture and things like that. We've already established that that is not a contributing factor. But this question is interesting. This person wants to know, she's actually encountered centers that say that they can cure scoliosis. So it's through things like stretches, exercises, physiotherapy, and even wearing certain braces that may be put onto the person. But this is in a private setting and not a hospital setting. She wants to know whether such things exist and can you treat scoliosis outside of a medical environment? What do we say to that?
So based on the best studies we have from all over the world, because this is a known condition for quite a while, the only intervention outside of surgery that really works is a rigid brace. Mm. That means the brace is pretty hard. All other braces and whatever else, therapy, exercise program, they have not been shown to really make a difference. But of course, we do still encourage exercises and all that to keep your muscles strong because they are important for spine health. Most of the other purported therapies that can supposedly cure scoliosis have not been really proven to work.
Okay. But in terms of this kind of... what kind of bracing is it called?
Sorry? So it's a rigid brace.
Rigid bracing.
It's hard, actually.
Can somebody... Must it only be done by a doctor? Can an allied health professional institute it as well?
So, in fact, the doctors make the diagnosis and then they send the patient to a... specializing in producing these braces.
Mm.
And there are a few of them in Singapore. And they were based on the curvature, the x-rays, and they will create the brace individually for each patient.
Thanks for that question. We'll talk more in a moment. Stay tuned.
Weeknights from 9. Join me, Eugene, over some spontaneous and insightful conversation on Singapore stories.
We can hear how the ball bounces when we drop the ball. So this is how we know where the ball is, and then we run towards the ball and then hit the ball.
I'm not really too scared or bothered by what people might say or think too much anymore. I'm a recovering people pleaser, so I'm growing there.
Followed by a wrap of the day's news till midnight.
Nightlife, weeknights, 9 to midnight on CNA 938.
Back with Dr. UI Mann, who's our orthopedic guest. Thanks for your WhatsApp. Send them across 963-11938. But very quickly, I want to talk about, okay, so bracing is one option, but this is literally something that somebody is wearing, your child is wearing in their growing years. It is hard, it is rigid, and it has to be, you know, put on, and you have to be taught how to utilize it in the correct way.
And you have to wear it for as long as possible because it's been shown that the amount of time spent wearing the brace is proportional to the results.
So the more you wear it, and unfortunately I know it is uncomfortable for people
who've
used it, but the outcome can be better then.
Correct.
When is surgery required?
So surgery is required when we are sure that this curve in this otherwise asymptomatic young child is going to get worse in the future. So we document that it's getting worse, and we can see that it has crossed the threshold of 45 to 50 degrees. Then we offer surgery because it is a big surgery.
Yeah,
to offer somebody so young.
And to a young person, exactly.
Correct.
So what do you do during the surgery?
So in the surgery, we usually insert screws into the vertebra, into the bones of the spine. So they are placed in strategic locations, and then they are linked up with bars. Or rods, and we kind of untwist the spine, and then you put bone graft in between to get the individual bones to link up with each other so that in the long term you're not depending on the screws and rods, but your own bone will take over the connection and maintain the correction.
Is the spine malleable? Does it respond?
At that age, yes. Yeah, you can kind of untwist it and all that. But the older you are, the more rigid it is. But for the really severe curve, and if you really want to create a very straight spine, then you have to kind of break the spine and put it together again.
Mm. So at that point, when we're doing this, again, we're doing this because this is very advanced.
Correct.
The curvature is more than 45 degrees. We have to uncoil it in a little way. You have to put the metal rods on either side, for example. I've heard that in some horrible cases, when the curvature is continuing, it can even snap the metal bar. Is that true in some cases?
Those were in earlier days where the material was not as good and the fixation points were not as strong. So currently, with the current materials, whether it's titanium alloy, cobalt chrome, we don't use really stainless steel as much anymore. And with the pedicle screws, the fixation points, they're really strong. So it's kind of hard to snap them. But they can still break if your bone doesn't fuse. That means you have to put bone graft in between to make your own connections between the individual bones.
Mm.
Then the construct will be long-lasting.
Okay.
In fact, they were supposed to last a lifetime.
What is recovery like from this kind of surgery?
It depends on the age when you go for surgery. So typically, the children we operate on, somewhere from between 12 to 18 years old, their powers of recovery are amazing.
Mm.
So the first week or so in the hospital, they won't be too happy, you know, but they bounce back, and typically in a month or less, they return to school.
Mm.
But of course, we restrict their physical activities. We don't let them sit on the floor. We stop them from participating in mass PE kind of lessons.
In case of trauma and impact.
Correct. But after 6 months to a year, they can resume almost everything that they want to do.
Okay.
Yes.
So, what is life like for that individual after the surgery? Down the road.
Okay. So if it's done well and you achieve a stable spine that is balanced, so you don't want to straighten one part and make another part more curved. Mm. You want to have the head sitting between the shoulders, between the pelvis and over the 2 feet, life can be normal.
Hmm. And is there a need for repeated surgeries in some cases?
Repeated surgery is rare. Usually, you might end up with things like infection or maybe before the bone is fused, you fell, you encountered some trauma and something happened to the screws and rod, then you might have to do it. Or if you are in the surgery was maybe too short, usually we are trying to balance by fusing more of the spine and making the spine straighter versus fusing shorter and letting more of the spine have their natural movement. So if the balance is struck wrongly, then the part that you didn't fuse might get worse, and then you might have to add on.
Right. Yeah. So it has to be done well.
Yeah, a lot of judgment call and experience and some scientific measurements that we have.
So really everything depends on when it's picked up in many ways. That's important.
Correct.
Huh?
So the earlier you pick them up, the more you can do for them.
Yeah.
And you can prevent surgery because the bracing has been shown to really work if you put it on.
So we start the bracing earlier? I mean, if you can start the bracing earlier.
When you meet the criteria, but you don't want a child to suffer when they don't need to.
So less than 25, please don't try and reach out for...
Not necessary, then you don't.
Got it. I want to end off with these questions that's come across. I also wanted to ask you about this. Two individuals WhatsApping across at 963-1193, and they want to know about prevention. And some of them have mentioned things like exercises or stretches, or whether any of that can be helpful, or sporting lifestyle and activity at a young age, can that help in terms of prevent? Do we know?
For the idiopathic type, you can't really prevent.
There's nothing we can do about it, right?
Correct.
If it happens,
yeah,
it happens.
But I would still encourage physical activities, exercise in young children, where our kids don't get enough.
No. And are sitting down far too much in sedentary lifestyle.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, Dr. Yu, what a discussion. I mean, there's so much to cover with scoliosis, but you helped us summarize that. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
My guest, orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Yu Aiman, who has joined us on this edition of Health Matters. Thanks for your questions at 963-11938. A lot of them, like I mentioned, we covered it in the first part of today's discussion, so don't miss that out for the encore editions. I'm Daniel Martin for Health Matters.
Health Matters. Live well with Gleneagles Hospital. On your side.
Before making any decisions based on the information in our program, please